Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Donna Francis, who is the market manager at the Great Falls Farmers Market. Hey, Great Falls, that's where I live. The better name than Turner's Falls. And the market is basically right across the street from the Shea Theater.
Always plugging.
Oh, shameless plugging away. And the new Creamy that replaced the old Creamy.
Yes, the Creamy is right there on the corner.
And I see that they've got a little chair set up across the way there. So like when your farmer's market is there, you could be going across the street, get the Creamy, and then you'll be at the farmer's market.
And that's why they reopened there, obviously. They knew the market was opening Wednesday, and they wanted to take advantage of the crowds.
And this coming Wednesday is the first market. It's 2 to 6. What is the name of that little plot of land that you're on right there? It's the old Cumberland Farms land.
The old Cumby Building.
Yeah, that's ironic,
that's what
right?
Yeah. Call it.
We have beautiful named places like Peskiumskit and Wissatinawag and Old Cumberland Farms.
And the irony is now the old Cumby has its closest connection to farms.
Right. I've told this story many times, but my son, when we went to the new Cumberland Farms in Turner's Falls, and when he finally learned how to read, said, they have a lot of sweet treats at this farm. Because he's used to going to Riverland and Atlas and all things like that. Great Falls Farmers Market, how many vendors do you have generally at the Great Falls Farm?
We have from 4 to 6 usually.
So this is a small farmers market.
But an important market for the community.
Yeah.
Turner's Falls and an important market for those 4 to 6 vendors.
Now, what vendors are there generally?
We have Johnson Farms from Deerfield. They have a lot of vegetables. They'll have a lot of plants for the spring.
Gardeners get to talk to farmers about the starts.
Peter Kretzinger has jams and jellies to begin with. He also sells perennials, and he will also have lots of vegetables throughout the season.
And how did you get involved with the Great Falls Farmers Market?
I got involved because I'm the chairman of the Montague Agricultural Commission. A couple of years ago, we took over sponsorship of the market because we're an official town body, so the town's insurance will cover the market if we are the sponsors.
Oh, nice.
And I'm the chairman, and the previous market manager wanted to retire, and so here I am.
So is your goal to make enough money as the market manager so you can retire soon?
I'm sure it's a huge salary.
No, that is not a goal.
Can you share your salary with all of us in Radioland?
I am a volunteer.
That's my salary at the Shea, too.
We have a good connection with the Shea. On May 18th, we're going to have the Well-Tempered Ukes are going to come. And they said, oh, can we come on the 18th and we can promote our show at the Shea, which is on the 20th. And I said, oh, absolutely.
Totally. That'd be really fun.
So I think maybe some other groups coming to the Shea might want to come to
maybe.
The farmer's market.
We'll work it out. Donna Francis, who is the market manager for the Great Falls Farmers Market Wednesdays. What do you think this market means to the community of Great Falls / Turner's Falls?
It's an important resource because for the residents of Turner's Falls, many of whom aren't able to get out to other areas where there's farmers markets, even to Greenfield. And we now take EBT cards for SNAP, which is another really good, important thing for the community. And thanks to CESA, we are going to be able to double the SNAP dollars up to $10 every week.
Remind people again what CESA did for all of the farmers markets that take EBT in our area.
Again, there's been such a commitment on the part of farmers markets and the managers of farmers markets to try to make sure that every member in our communities are able to buy food at farmers markets. And I think all of us sort of understand in our hearts that there's something wrong when our community has farmers who are growing food and other members of the community who can't buy that food. So what CESA stepped up to do is we raised $100,000 thanks to the community here in Western Mass. And now every farmer's market that wants to participate can get resources from CESA to match the first $10 of SNAP or food stamps.
So you essentially get $20 if you
stretch
out
that
of 10.
Food
that's,
budget.
That's fantastic. And before we go, Donna Francis, who's the market manager, tell me about these scones that you brought.
The scones are made by Debbie Herrick from Greenfield, and she is starting up a new business called Different Stuff Bakery.
And it's another example where if you're a startup business, you're not going to get any real estate space in a supermarket.
Right. Well, can you get these at the Great Falls Farmers Market?
You can.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes,
asparagus on its way soon in
May. I know,
May.
I've already started to see it.
You might even be able to get a massage. Sometimes we have a massage therapist.
A massage farmer.
Does she use rhubarb to do the massage?
Because you're never supposed to rub another man's rhubarb.
I don't think she's used rhubarb yet.
Donna Francis from the Great Falls Farmers Market, starting this coming Wednesday, 2 to 6, May through October, rain or shine, right off the avenue, right before you get to the bridge, right across from the new Creamy, kind of right across from the Shea in downtown Turner's. Thanks so much, and thanks to Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.